Brothers. They were called the Louvin Brothers, I believe, was who sang that. Now, I don't know.
How did you learn that song?
From off listening to it on the radio. And it just, for whatever reason, morbid reason, people liked it. They played it all the time.
How old were you when they were playing it?
I really don't know, but I'm, you know, just a child, I'm sure, you know, before I became a teenager, you know, preteens or something, I guess, maybe in the 50s, because it seems like forever that I've been me and Jeanette used to sing it. We recorded it once on the Donna's first tape recorder when that became popular. Everybody was buying those, and we got her for Christmas one year. And we laughed because we taped it, me and her singing it. And we'd say, "Happy Dusty." So, anyway, that was back in the 70s, then, that she would come visit. And
did you use the hairbrush as the microphone?
No, that was Donna and Jeanette. They used a rope, the end of the rope.
Jump rope.
Yeah, jump rope. And sit on a little stool and in front of the mirror so they could watch themselves. It was like, that was like a, what is that called? Monitor? We were frustrated musicians.
And now's your chance.
Now people just laugh at them. I met a little girl in Knoxville, a town we all know well. And every Sunday evening, out in her home I dwell. We went to take an evening walk about a mile from town. I picked a stick up off the ground and knocked that fair girl down. She fell down on her bended knees, for mercy she did cry. "Oh, Willie dear, don't kill me here, I'm unprepared to die." I took her by her golden curls and dragged her round and round. Then throwed her into the river that flows through Knoxville town. I started back to Knoxville, got there about midnight. My mother, she was worried and woke up in a fright, saying, "Dear son, what have you done to bloody your clothes so?" I told my anxious mother I was bleeding at my nose. I called for me a candle to light my way to bed, and asked for me a handkerchief to bind my aching head. I rolled and tumbled the whole night through. My dreams were living hell, because I killed that Knoxville girl, the girl I love so well.